red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colours.
Netflix presents. An octopus button is pressed.
Octonauts, to your stations!
Captain Barnacles, Quasi and Peso, Cory and Colourful Fish, Barnacles on a sea scooter. The Octonauts are joined by Shellington. There's a robot, Dashy with a tablet, and Professor Inkling Octopus. Dashy grabs a camera and drops down a hatch. The Octonauts gather with octopuses. Through binoculars, a great swarm of spiny starfish. Quasi surrounded by them. Barnacles slides down a chute, tweaks with Tunip. They get into a gup sub and shoot out of the octopod.
Explore! Rescue!
Protect!
Based on the books by Miomi, Vicky Wong and Michael C. Murphy, The Earth in Space and Australia.
I'm just a tiny speck on a big round planet.
An octonaut satellite.
In a big blue ocean. My dream is to live here on the Great Barrier Reef. It's the biggest reef on Earth, so huge you can see it from outer space.
An underwater view of the colourful reef and the octonaut logo.
The Octonauts and the Great Barrier Reef.
Pretty cool, huh? And guess what? This humongous reef was built by little bitty guys like me. No, that's not me.
A whale shark.
Over here! That's me. I'm a coral polyp. My name's Cory. I'm the new kid on the reef. And
little star-shaped Cory gets bumped by some fish.
I may be little, but I'll grow.
Aren't you a little bit...
small? Sure, but...
it's just that you're a little bit...
slow? Shy?
All of the above, I'd say. You're just a little bit. That's it. A bit.
Yeah, but...
no buts, bit. You better open up your eyes. You're not equipped with anything to make up for your size. Without a shell or tentacles or razor-sharp teeth, you're gonna be in trouble when there's danger on the reef. Good luck, little bit. Hope you learn to bite!
Bite? But I don't have teeth. I'm little, but I'll grow. What does that toothy bully know? I'm a tiny little bit in the big blue sea. I'd be surprised if anybody even noticed me. But I can take it, make it, if I never quit. I hope a little bit can find a way to fit.
Meep, meep, look out!
Yeah, come on, I'm coming through here!
Watch it, kid!
Sorry!
Get out of my way!
Oh, hello! I'm new here and...
You could use some advice!
Well...
I'm a snot sea cucumber and I've got a little tip. The snot I make is great for giving predators the slip. If I were as small as you, I'd never drop my guard. So make some snot and make a lot. It's not that hard. Did you get that, Shorty? Use it or lose it.
But where am I going to get a lot of snot? I'm little, but I'll grow. What does that snotty sea thing know? I'm a tiny little bit in the big blue sea. I'd be surprised if anybody even noticed me. But I can take it, make it, if I never quit. I hope a little bit can find a way to fit.
If you're in trouble or if you're in doubt,
little bit,
swallow some water and puff yourself out.
Little bit.
I like to give them a snappy surprise.
Little bit.
Gotta be quick if you're tiny in size.
Little bit.
I'm a tiny little bit in the big blue sea. I'd be surprised if anybody even noticed me. But I can take it, make it, if I never quit. I hope a little bit could find a way to fit. I'm a tiny little bit in the big blue sea. I'm tiny now, but that's not how I'm always going to be. So I can take it, make it, never gonna quit. Cos every little bit can find a way to...
Cory's hit by a submarine and sticks to the bubble cockpit.
Octonauts, we're getting close to our landing spot for the Cup W. Oh, hello. Are you all right?
Yeah, but I'm sort of stuck.
Don't worry. We're about to land, and then we'll get you unstuck. Tweak, activate reef mode.
You got it, Cap.
The square, shark-shaped guck glides above the colorful reef. Its shadow passes over a crab. With a crown-like creature on its shell, twin metal poles rise out of the guck's body.
Incoming!
The little crab scuttles away as the guck descends, lands on the seabed, and the twin poles retract. A hatch opens in the side of the Gup W.
Peso, meet me outside. We have a passenger stuck to the windscreen.
Peso and Captain Barnacles come out of a mouth-like hatch, swim up to the cockpit.
Here he is. We'll have you on your way in no time.
Thanks. Here you go. Nice and easy.
Peso prizes Corey off.
Woohoo! That's better. Thank you.
Do you feel okay?
I feel fine. My name's Corey.
Nice to meet you, Corey. I'm Peso.
And I'm Captain Barnacles. And this thing that bumped into you is the Gup W.
Ooh, I've never seen a Bup W. What's it do?
The Gup W is a mobile medical base. It will help keep the reef healthy and clean.
Whoa.
Hey, Cap. I'll have the bubble filters working faster and you can see bunch of munchy, crunchy carrots.
Thanks, Tweak. The bubble filters will help clean the water, so coral like you will stay healthy.
They swim over the Gup W.
Ah, hello, Professor.
Oh, hello. I'm just working on the new algae garden.
Whoa!
Yes, there's an algae garden to feed hungry fish.
Sweet!
And there's a sick bay for any creature who is hurt or sick. It comes equipped with a nurse bot and a bandage bot.
Wow, I've never seen anything like this. I'm totally new to the reef. I'm just a little coral polyp looking for a place to settle down and start building coral, but I can't seem to find the right spot. I'm starting to think there just isn't a place for me on this reef.
Of course there is. Who do you think built the Great Barrier Reef?
Little coral polyps like you, Corey. I bet we can help you find the right location to settle down.
Did somebody say location?
The crab.
You just gotta know where to look. You gotta move it along, get snappy. Snappy snap snaps the groove. Correct living is about location. I get location, so I gotta move. Location, location, location. Snappy snap to where you wanna be. Location, location, location. Snappy snap snap with me.
And me.
Location, location, location.
Location!
Location! So, I'm Clovis.
He's a crab. And I'm Laverne.
She's a sea sponge. I carry her around on my back because she protects me.
And thanks to his legs, I get to travel around to find food.
I'm Lamar.
Tamar.
Tamar.
We're worms.
We go along for the ride.
Listen, I know this reef like the back of my claw. So let's snap to it and find you the perfect location.
Location, location, location.
Location, location.
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 Snap with me.
Can we clap too?
Why not? Everybody.
Location, location, location. Snappy snap to where you wanna be. Location, location, location. Snap, snap, snap with me. You gotta move it along, get snappy. Snappy snap, snaps the groove. Reef living is about location. We get location, so we gotta move. Location, location, location. Snap, snap to where you wanna be. Location, location, location. Snappy snap, snap with us. Snappy clappy on the reef's a must. Snappy snap, snap with me.
Clovis, with Laverne and the worms, rises on a column of bubbles under spotlights.
I gotta say, this looks like a nice spot.
Sure does.
Very nice.
Lovely.
Looks good.
And it's right next to the Gup W. We could be neighbours.
What do you think, Corey?
What's temperature? Clear water. Oh, it's perfect.
Congratulations. You found your spot on the Great Barrier Reef.
Glad I ran into you guys. Or, you ran into me.
Welcome to the neighbourhood, kid. We'll see you around.
See ya.
Bye.
So long.
Farewell.
Bye. And thanks.
Hey, Cap.
I could use your help with the bubble filters. They're not working yet.
Of course, Tweak. Excuse me, Corey.
Pezzo stays behind.
Well, enough floating around. Time to settle down and start building some coral. Here I go, go, go! Watch me grow, grow, grow!
He grows a stem.
Oh, well done, Corey.
Really? How do I look?
You look good. How do you feel?
I feel bigger. And if I keep on growing, one day I'll be big enough to be somebody's home.
Well, you've made a good start. Let's give you a checkup.
Start by growing in the sand. Grow little by little, stretch till you stand nice and straight now till you're tall.
Big things are built from things that are small.
Your stalk is nice and sturdy. And you already have some zooxanthellae.
I have zooxanthellae? Is that good?
Yes. Zooxanthellae live inside every healthy coral. They help make food for you so you can grow big and strong.
Blue fish swim by.
Start by growing in the sand. Grow little by little, stretch till you stand nice and straight now till you're tall.
Big things are built from things that are small.
Pezzo spins upward amid swirling fish as Corey smiles up.
I'll check on you later, Corey. But for now, just relax and settle into your new home.
Corey's mouth turns down as a group of long tentacles approach.
Hey, so, what's that?
What's what?
The long tentacles reach inside the GubW.
It's a tentacle attack, and it looks like these tentacles belong to you.
You betcha. I'm a mound coral, and these are my sweeper tentacles. I use them to attack anything that threatens to take over my space on the reef.
Then please stop. We won't take over your space on the reef.
The GubW will only be here for a little while.
Fine. I'll back off. For now. But at the first sign of trouble, my sweeper tentacles come out again.
I promise we'll be good neighbours.
We won't give you any trouble, Mr. Mound Coral.
We'll see about that, you little whippersnapper. I've lived here a long time. Long enough to know that there's always some kind of trouble on the reef.
Fish swim along as the water grows dark. Barnacles and Pezzo float near the Mound Coral.
Mark my words, I feel it coming. Hear my words, I hear it humming. On the current with the tide, trouble I can sweep aside. Trouble on the reef, trouble, bubble, grief. I warn you, there'll be trouble on the reef.
A dark, spiny shape.
Mark my words, oh noisy neighbors, hear me, do yourselves a favor. On the current with the tide comes trouble you can't sweep aside. More trouble creeps this way, trouble here to stay. I warn you, there'll be trouble on the reef.
The water gets light again.
Emergency! Emergency! Hurt sea sponge coming through!
I've been spiked!
It's terrible!
It's horrible!
It's not good.
Let me take a look.
There's a spike sticking in Laverne.
So what do you think, Doc?
I need to perform a spikeectomy right away.
Barnacles picks up Laverne and Clovis.
To the GubW!
Good luck!
The view moves around the GubW past the front hatch to the algae garden as Pezzo and Barnacles bring their patient aboard.
Tweezers, please.
Nurse Bot.
Don't worry. I promise this will be quick. Ready?
I'm ready.
She's ready.
Tweezers grip the spike.
I can't watch.
Neither can I.
We're not watching.
Steady. The spike is out.
Oh! That's better.
Better.
Ointment, please, Nurse Bot.
Peso squeezes it on the sore spot.
Bandage, please, Bandage Bot.
Bandage.
Bandage Bot bandages Peso, spinning him until he's completely wrapped up.
Not me! The patient!
Oops.
Unbandage me, please!
Bandage.
That's more like it, Bandage Bot.
Thanks for taking care of my best friend. You know, I can't survive without this sea sponge on my back.
Aw, and where would I be without you? Nowhere. I don't have legs.
Hey, you got my back. And I got yours.
We're quite a team.
How did you get spiked in the first place?
Well, I was in a hurry sidestepping over some coral.
And then, all of a sudden, I bumped into something sharp and pointy, but I couldn't see what it was. Did you worms see anything?
No.
Nada.
Well, whatever it was, you're safe and sound now.
Quasi to Cup W. How's it going over there, Captain?
It's going well, Quasi. We're already helping creatures on the reef.
Junip and I are cooking up a little surprise for everyone when you all get back.
Ooh, what is it?
I can't tell you, matey. It's a surprise.
Surprise!
Quasi out. Right. When the crew gets back from the Gup W, we're going to celebrate with a special dinner.
Dinner, dinner!
But there's one thing I've got to do first.
Quasi flips through the air.
Let's see. Three times to the right, two times to the left, once back to the right, and...
Behind the door is a safe.
Super?
Ha-ha! Many a sneaky scallywag would like to get their paws on what's inside. Here!
The door has a cat and crossbones on it. Quasi turns a key in the lock and doors slide open, up and down. There's another set of doors. He puts his paw on a sensor. The doors slide open, revealing a storeroom. Inside a strong box is a rolled-up piece of paper.
Come on, Junip! Stop lollygagging!
They drop down a hatch and slide down a chute, then pop out.
All right, mateys. In honour of the Gup W, we're going to make something special. And there's nothing more special than pirate pie.
Pirate pie?
That's right, pirate pie. From a secret recipe known only by me granddad, Calico Jack. Like I said, secret. All right, me hearties, are you ready? Then listen close and mind your fins and flippers.
The Vegimals get busy in the kitchen, fetching and carrying. Spatulas land neatly on mats on the table.
For pirate pie, you chop, chop, chop. Yes, pirate pie, you chop, chop, chop. Cos pirates like to chop, chop, chop. At the bottom of the deep blue, chop, chop, chop.
Paddles.
Junip, got any essence of peg leg?
Uh-uh.
What about powdered parrot feather?
He found some.
Just needs to be a little more powdery. Ready to do some pounding, mateys?
They get out hammers.
For pirate pie, you pound, pound, pound. Yes, pirate pie, you pound, pound, pound. Cos pirates like to pound, pound, pound. At the bottom of the deep blue, pound, pound, pound.
Uh-oh.
That's more like it. Thanks, mateys.
It's all tipped in a bowl.
And now we mix in an old leather boot. Wait, not like that, Junip. Pour it into the boot and then mix it all up. Just like me pirate granddad Calico Jack taught me. For pirate pie you mix, mix, mix. Yes, pirate pie you mix, mix, mix. Cos pirates like to mix, mix, mix. At the bottom of the deep blue mix, mix, mix. Savour that swashbuckling aroma. Mix in sea glop, sea gloop, leafy greasy kelp soup, deep sea algae floating down the line. Salt flakes, smart steaks, fish steak, tummy ache. Come on in, the pie is fine. Aye, that's the stuff. But before we can put these in the oven, we have to add a secret ingredient that me granddad Calico Jack told me never to reveal.
What was that?
I can't tell you, matey. It's a secret. But it's something that you can find only on a coral reef. You keep stirring, and I'll be back with it soon.
He flips into a hatch, a screen on Gup W.
Dashy and Shellington to Gup W.
What is it, Dashy?
Shellington and I are out on the reef.
We just found this patch of sick coral.
That doesn't look good.
Okay, we have your location.
I'll be there as fast as I can.
A perfect time for you to test out the Gup P.
Right, Captain.
Pezzo swims out through a hatch, down a chute, and lands in the saddle of a sleek twin-engine scooter. It has a beak-like front and a flashing orange light. Corey watches Pezzo zoom off.
We ride!
Pezzo arrives with Dashi and Shellington.
This way, Pezzo.
Most of the coral around here looks healthy, except for this patch.
The water is a bit dirty, but nothing that would cause this kind of damage to the coral.
Then what else could have made it sick?
I'll tell you what. I saw the whole thing.
He's a watchman, Goby. He's got the best eyesight on the reef. Good for spotting danger.
And he's a blind shrimp. He digs a place for us to hide.
We keep each other safe.
And you saw what happened to this coral.
Yes, yes. I saw three creatures.
Three?
They had lots of arms.
What?
Their arms were covered in spikes.
Spikes?
They crawled right up on the coral.
Crawled?
And when they crawled off again, the coral was pale and sickly.
Pale and sickly.
Ooh.
Shellington finds a spike.
Does this look like one of their spikes?
Why, yes.
Pezzo takes it and looks at it.
That looks familiar.
Did the creatures you saw look like this?
Yeah, that's exactly what they look like.
What is that, Shellington?
It's called a quasi.
A quasi?
Quasi zooms up in a shark-shaped gub.
Hi, Quasi.
How's the surprise coming?
It's coming along just fine. As a matter of fact, I'm out collecting a secret ingredient for it.
I see.
And what are you up to?
We're about to take this hurt coral back to the Gup W.
How did it get hurt?
The creature who did it was covered in these spikes.
Shiver me whiskers.
Quasi swims off with the spike and floats above the reef.
I've seen spikes in my time, in a fin, in a paw, left behind, serving as a clue. What leaves a spike in the sandy seafloor? Now I think I know, do you? Some beast from the legends of old, and the tales that describe monsters strange but true. Something creepy and crawly and sneaky and spiked a sea monster from the briny blue.
Yikes! I don't think it was a sea monster, Quasi. I think it was a crown of thorns starfish.
All right, then. Let's try this again. What leaves a spike in the sandy sea floor? Spiky starfish from the briny blue.
But still gets a yikes from us.
What he said.
Let's get this coral back to the sick bay.
I'll go with you. Just in case there's any more spiky trouble.
At Gup W, Pezzo puts the coral on a tray.
This coral will get better, but it'll take some time.
And what hurt the coral?
We think it was a crown of thorns starfish.
They're covered in spikes, just like the one that was stuck in Laverne.
So that's what got me.
These crown of thorns starfish sound dangerous, Captain.
Well, it's perfectly normal to have a few crown of thorns starfish on the reef, but sometimes when the water on the reef gets dirty, more and more crown of thorns starfish appear. That can be bad for the reef. And when there's too many of them, it's called an outbreak.
Captain, an outbreak of crown of thorns starfish would destroy this reef.
Then we better find out how many of them are out there, and fast. Dashi, Shellington, Tweak, you search this part of the reef. Quasi and Pezzo, we'll search the other. Octonauts, let's do this.
Dashi and Shellington meet some fish.
Hello, have you seen this starfish?
No, haven't seen them around here.
Dashi shows the picture to some little yellow fish. Next, to a crayfish.
Nuh-uh.
Barnacle shows the picture to some tubular creatures. He's joined by Pezzo.
So far, nobody's seen any crown of thorns starfish on the reef.
Maybe they're gone now, Captain.
Quasi swims past them.
Three trails.
Trails in the sand and a dropped spike.
And a telltale spike.
Quasi peers over the edge of a high dune.
Shiver!
Ever me whiskers! Captain, Peso, you better come and look at this.
They all look down the steep slope.
Flappity flippers!
The whole seabed is carpeted with the red, spiky starfish on the march.
Have you seen a tasty treat? Tasty treat, tasty treat. Have you seen a tasty treat? We're wanting something yum. Have you seen a tasty treat? Tasty treat, tasty treat. Have you seen a tasty treat? We're rolling in the tum.
The starfish swarm up the slope towards Kwazii, Barnacles and Peso.
Wow, that's more spiky arms than we can count.
What kind of tasty treat are they looking for?
Coral, nom, nom, nom.
They want to eat the coral. Oh, no.
If they all march onto the reef to eat the coral, it'll be a crown of thorns
outbreak.
Time to sound the octo alert. Octonauts to the Gup W.
The Octonaut logo flares. The screen splits. Dashie and Shellington, Professor Inkling, Tunip, then Barnacles, Peso and Kwazii.
Octonauts, our mission...
What's going on?
Yeah, we deserve to know.
The reef dwellers gather round the Gup W.
Octonauts and, reef creatures, we need to protect the Great Barrier Reef from a Crown of Thorns outbreak.
Outbreak!
Puff a fish, puff out. Fish swim around each other in a tangle. Octopuses squirt ink.
The Crown of Thorns starfish will destroy the coral.
That's me!
And if the coral goes,
we'll go.
Yeah.
No coral, no home.
We corals can't protect ourselves from an outbreak. Even my sweeper tentacles can't keep me safe from the Crown of Thorns starfish. We're doomed.
We're doomed? But I'm just getting started.
Now, hold on. The Octonauts will protect you. And if we all work together, we can keep this reef safe.
But how?
All we need is a plan, mateys, and Captain Barnacles here is the best at figuring out a plan. So what's the plan?
Huh. The Crown of Thorns starfish are hungry, so we need to give them something to munch on instead of the coral.
Something to munch on? Aye. Well, that's as easy as pirate pie.
Kwazii, I'm sure your pirate pie is delicious, but what makes you think the Crown of Thorns starfish would like to eat it?
Because of the secret ingredient, Captain.
Ah, what's the secret ingredient?
Coral slime.
Coral slime?
Shush!
That's brilliant. Only coral can make...
Shush!
Coral slime. Crown of Thorns starfish like to eat coral, so they might like Kwazii's pirate pie because the secret ingredient is...
Coral slime!
It's not so secret anymore, is it?
Tunip, how many pirate pies do we have ready to bake?
Okay.
He says we have 8.
We'll need about 1,000 more of them, and fast.
Tunip faints and sinks.
We're gonna need a lot of coral slime.
I'll make some.
I think I just made some.
Well, that's a start.
Ooh, that's very kind of you both.
Yep, if we're baking 1,000 pies, we're gonna need a bigger oven.
And some time to cook. The Crown of Thorns starfish could be here by nightfall. We have to keep them off the reef until those pirate pies are ready.
I'll just pick those spiky starfish up and move them off.
Hold on. The spikes on the Crown of Thorns starfish are poisonous and sharp. They can poke through thick gloves, and if you get spiked, it'll make you sick.
And believe me, it hurts.
Better use these grabbers to pick them up, Kwaz.
But there are too many of them to pick up, even with grabbers.
Agreed. We need another way to protect the reef.
If we can't stop the Crown of Thorns starfish, then maybe we can slow them down until Tunip and the Vegemals bake the pirate pies.
Perhaps a cloud of octopus ink might slow them down.
How about 2 clouds of ink?
Or 3?
Ha-ha! That's the spirit!
Slippery snot will slow them down.
I'm a guard crab. We guard crabs may be small, but we're not afraid to snap our claws at a Crown of Thorns starfish.
Yeah!
And, Cap, We could use the guppy and the nurse bots to make lots of bubbly water to hold them off.
Great idea. All right. Tweak, Dashy, Shellington, and Tunip. Back to the octopod.
You got it, Cap. 1,000 Pyrapies coming right up.
You're in charge now, matey. Don't take your eyes off this.
Tunip takes the recipe and salutes.
The rest of us will stay and protect the coral. Inkling, your team will take the rocks.
Ah, our ink should slow them down.
Quasi, you and the spotted guard crabs will hide in the coral for a surprise attack.
We'll give those spiky scallywags a snappy surprise.
Peso, you and the snot sea cucumbers will hold back the crown of thorns starfish with a zone of slippery snot around the coral near the Gup W.
They shall snot pass.
And I'll move out front with the giant clams and the sea squirts. Octonauts and reef creatures, let's do this.
The octonaut symbol. The setting sun shines on the sea. Barnacles swims towards the Gup P.
Captain Barnacles to Tweak. We're in position here. How's it going there?
Well, Cap, I turned the engine room into a giant oven.
Pies are cooked on a conveyor belt.
Up in the kitchen, Tunip and the Vegemals are adding coral slime to the pirate pies. Faster and you can see bunch of munchy, crunchy carrots.
A Vegemal catches and passes pies. One hits it in the face in a green splat. It falls down a chute onto the conveyor, then zooms back up.
And down here, Dashy and Shellington are cooking them by the hundreds.
Great! All right, everyone, the Great Barrier Reef is depending on us.
Can you feel the rising tide?
Can you smell the pirate pie?
Looking back, we'll burst with pride to say that we give it everything we've got. Every drop of ink and snot. When we tell of how we fought today, today. For the reef, for the sea, we are standing side by side. To protect, to resist, when the hungry swarm arrives. By our wits, by our hearts, by our teamwork.
And a thousand pies.
You and I were just in time. With a little coral slime. What a way to finally find my place. My place.
Coraling! Every watchman, guard, and scout. Show your nerve and stow your doubt. For the moment we're about to face. To face. When the hungry swarm arrives, by our wits, by our hearts, by our teamwork, and a thousand pies for the sea, we are standing side by side. And a thousand pies to protect, to resist. When the hungry swarm arrives, and a by our wits, by our hearts, by our teamwork, and a thousand pies, and a thousand pies, and a thousand pies.
The screen splits, showing all the octonauts and their friends. Giant clams are lined up in a row.
Well, Cap, any sign of the Crown of Thorns starfish?
Not yet.
Barnacles takes off his binoculars. Watchman Goby swims around on the lookout.
Here we come.
The starfish are coming! The starfish are coming! Hurry, tunnel to the captain and tell him they're coming.
I'm on it.
Blind Man Shrimp zooms into their hole and moves past fish in a maze of tunnels.
Step aside. Move away. Shrimp in a hurry. Coming through. Coming through.
He pops out and bumps into Barnacle's boot.
Psst. Down here.
Hello there.
The Crown of Thorns starfish are coming. Coming.
Thanks for the warning. Attention, everyone. The Crown of Thorns starfish are on their way. Remember, hold your positions. Don't squirt, slime, snap, or ink until you see the tips of their spikes.
The army of spiky starfish marches towards them.
Tonight we'll eat the tasty reef, tasty reef, tasty reef. Tonight we'll eat the reef and we'll have coral in our tongues.
Giant clams and sea squirts, get ready. Set.
Squirt!
The clams and squirts blast the starfish with bubbles, forcing them backwards.
Good work. Keep it up. Your bubbles will hold them off. I'll see if anyone needs some backup bubbles.
Barnacle speeds off on Gup P. The starfish advance. More defenders hide behind rocks.
Time to eat the tasty reef. Tasty reef. Tasty reef. Time to eat the tasty reef. Coral, here we come.
Let's give him the old cephalopod surprise. Ready? Set.
Inkling, octopuses and cuttlefish fly upwards.
Ink!
They squirt ink over the advancing army, and the starfish recoil, retreating from the big black cloud. The cloud disperses.
Here we come.
Oh my, we may need more ink.
How about some bubbles?
Bubbles stream from Gup P's motors.
Yes, they're backing off.
Bubbles!
Well done, Captain.
I'd better check on Quasi.
Quasi's hiding behind coral with the crabs.
Ready?
Aim!
Here we go.
Snap!
The guard crabs snap away the starfish.
Claws bang!
A crab leaps over another to attack. Starfish tumble off the coral. The guard crabs send the starfish flying. A lone starfish advances on Quasi.
Oh, no, you don't! Come here!
Quasi grabs it with grippers and dumps it off the coral.
We did it, mateys! You're the bravest swashbucklers I ever met!
Quasi, behind you!
Quasi is surrounded. Barnacle zooms up on Gup P and blasts the starfish with bubbles.
Bubbles!
Oh, right on time, Captain! Well done, everyone!
That was snappy!
More starfish advance on a line of sea cucumber snot, protecting Gup W.
There's a lot of them!
Don't worry, Corey, we'll keep you safe. Ready? Set. Snot.
The sea cucumbers make more snot, and the starfish advance onto the big slimy mass. They can't grip and spin off in all directions.
Activate bubbles.
Bandage Bot and Nurse Bot shoot bubbles. The starfish bump into each other as they slip and slide off the snot. One spins off towards Corey and the grumpy mound.
Oh, coral. Nom, nom, nom.
Hi, sir.
Nom.
Corey.
Nom. Nom, nom.
Ouch. Please. Ooh. Don't eat the coral.
Peso picks the starfish up and moves it away. Barnacle swoops in, streaming bubbles over the starfish. Peso swoops off back towards Corey and the mound.
Peso, you saved me. Are you all right?
Oh, I've just got a couple of spikes stuck in my flipper, but... Oh, I'll be all right.
You're the bravest neighbour I've ever had. Somebody tend to those flippers.
I've got this.
Clovis scuttles over to Corey.
I can't watch.
You can't watch. I can't watch.
Neither can I.
We'll see you when it's over.
Ready, Peso?
Ready.
Steady.
Clovis uses his pincer to pull out the spikes.
You did it, Clovis.
You did it!
You did it!
I could use some ointment, please. Oh, that's better. Now all I need is a bandage.
Peso is bandaged from head to toe.
Peso, what happened to your flipper?
I'm all right. But, Captain, look! The Crown of Thorns starfish!
Oh, no. Here we go again.
Steady, everyone. We'll think of something.
Did somebody order 1,000 freshly baked pirate pies?
Oh, right on time, Tweak.
Barnacles has a loud hailer.
Crown of Thorn Starfish, please do not destroy the reef.
Eat it up! Eat it up!
Please, eat up these pirate pies instead.
The Vegemals tip boxes of pies down to the starfish.
It's time for coral slime.
The starfish munch the pies happily.
Oh, there's more where that came from.
The Vegemals, Shellington and Tweak fly behind the starfish in gups, dropping hundreds of pies from their holes. The starfish turn away from the reef, following the massive pies being dropped down for them. The Octopus logo.
Good work, Octonauts and reef creatures. Great squirting, inking, snapping,
and snotting.
And snotting. Your home is safe.
Yeah? Well, what's that awful noise? Doesn't sound safe to me.
Phew. We finished fixing up the bubble filters. They're all ready to go.
Very good. Let's turn them on.
You got it, Cap.
Tweak presses a green button like a nose on the front of the device. Bubbles stream out of the funnel-like machines.
The bubble filters will help clean the water on the reef.
And that should stop any more outbreaks of the Crown of Thorns starfish.
Our home really is safe now.
I can't argue with that. But I would like a little more peace and quiet around here.
Hi, Peso. Hope your flipper's feeling better.
Good as new. And how about you, Corey?
I'm growing as fast as I can.
Light filters down through the bright water, shining on Corey.
Start by sitting in the sand. Grow little by little, stretch up and stand. Nice and straight, now strong and tall. Big things are built from things that are small.
Corey gets much taller, with a fan-like collar around his smiling face.
Look at you, all grown up.
A little green fish darts through the reef.
Hey, watch this. Psst, little guy,
huh?
Over here.
Phew, thanks for the hiding place. It's my first day on the reef. Mind if I stay here with you for a while?
Make yourself right at home.
I'll tell you, it's nice to find a cozy spot like this on such a big reef.
Welcome to the Great Barrier Reef.
You're little, but you'll grow.
I'll grow?
Believe me, I should know. 'Cause I was just a little bit in the big blue sea. I was surprised when anybody even noticed me. But I could take it, make it, I'll never ever quit. 'Cause every little bit can find a way to fit.
Bubbles and slime,
and slippery snot.
Little bit, little bit.
Shields of ink.
And the care of a boat.
Little bit, little bit.
All of us working together as one.
Little bit, little bit.
Saving the day was as easy as pie.
Little bit.
Actually, I'd say saving the day was a snap. Hit it!
The guard crabs snap and dance in unison. Some on the seabed, some on coral ledges. A shark swims in.
Hello! Has anyone seen a little fish around here?
Uh-uh.
Okay, I'll look somewhere else.
I'm a tiny little bit in the big blue sea.
I told you this location was the place you want to be.
And you can take it, make it, if you never quit. 'Cause every little
bit can find a way to fit.
And we're all little bits in a big blue sea.
But put the bits together and it's called ecology.
So if you take it, make it, never gonna quit. 'Cause every little bit,
little bit, little bit.
Yes, every little bit.
Find a way to feed.
The view pulls away from the Earth and past the satellite with the Vegemal on board. The credits appear. Octonauts and Octopod. Trademarks Miomi Design Incorporated. Octonauts Copyright 2020 Vampire Squid Productions Limited. A member of the Silvergate Media Group of Companies.
A red letter N unfolds into a spectrum of colors.